I love how poetry can show us something similar from two very opposite directions. And I received that when I got two different poems. I'm going to begin with one from Anthony Cordasco. He's a farmer, teacher, silversmith, computer programmer, blacksmith, and maker of sundials. He is also a poet of deep emotion, as you will hear in this poem, Hammers. I used to forge steel. It spoke to me, a visual language, black heat, cherry red, blinding white welding, and dusted with flux, blazing like a sparkler from fire pot to anvil, scarfed pieces bonding under rapid hammer blows. I used to raise silver. It warmed me, a dull red annealing glow, quenched, pickled, ready for the hammers, locking, embossing, raising, sinking, flat sheet crimped, forming hollowware up, rough texture yielding to planished sheen under rapid hammer blows. I used to grow a garden. It nourished me. Sweet 100 cherry, Nebraska wedding orange, Cherokee purple tomatoes, spreading bright green arms tied with baling twine in a figure eight, I saw my father do to homemade steaks driven deep under rapid hammer blows. I used to feel a purpose. It encouraged me, spreading bright green arms of hope, a dull red annealing glow, feeding dreams, blinding white, passion like a sparkler, from fire pot to anvil, aging like I saw my father do, driven deep under the weight of living life, pounded out under rapid hammer blows. Then Richard Almada shows an equally emotive voice, but he comes at his narrative portrait from an opposite imagery. Here is his poem called Fragile. I am the porcelain vase, painted strokes on delicate shape. I am the speckled hummingbird, stitched wings easily broken. I am the tempered glass, created strong, yet shatters to bits. I am the sandcastle, sculpted matter pending collapse. I am the blown soap bubble, rainbow-colored until it bursts. I am the button holding on with one last thread. Would saying I'm fragile have been enough?